Hi, I'm Jill, and I have my colleague Carlos with me. We'll be your guides throughout this Learning to Learn online course. Are you ready to begin, Carlos?
Hi, Jill. Yeah, I sure am. So what's this course about?
The purpose of this course is to motivate and help nurses and nursing students embrace lifelong professional learning. Nurses must undertake ongoing professional development and continuing education to develop, maintain, and enhance their nursing competence. With the constant changes and advancements in medical knowledge and technology, a nurse's knowledge and skills can soon become outdated.
Well, that makes sense. But what specifically is the course going to teach them?
That will be explained in this introductory module.
Okay.
So in the following slides, we will describe the purpose and the importance of this course as it relates to continuing competence. We will then briefly outline the contents of each of the 7 course modules. Next, we will look at the different course components and learning activities. And finally, we'll provide some suggestions on how to get the most from this course.
Well, sounds interesting. Let's get started.
All right. Okay, so the purpose of this course is to provide the knowledge, tools, and resources to enable nurses to effectively and efficiently develop, maintain, and enhance their professional competence throughout their careers.
And how will the course do that?
Well, Module 2 describes how to develop and implement a continuing competence program. A continuing competence program is a structured and organized approach to ensuring that nurses stay competent in their profession. It consists of 6 steps, starting with identification of professional development needs and ending with documentation and reporting.
Well, that sounds like it'll be very useful. What else?
Well, Module 3 will discuss digital learning. So here we will examine the latest information technologies that affect learning, teaching, and research. We'll discuss some ways to make the best use of these tools in our professional learning. In Module 4, we're going to cover some ways to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of our learning and studying. The topics will include organizing, scheduling, and effective study habits, as well as dealing with distractions and taking personal care of yourself. And then in Module 5, we'll explain some of the risks and dangers associated with digital learning technologies and ways to protect yourself. And then Modules 6 and 7 consist of further resources and a final exam. Now let's discuss why we believe this course is important and needed.
Well, Jill, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I do have a question.
Yes?
Well, let's see. I spent 1 year in nursery school, another year in kindergarten, 12 years in public school, and another 4 years getting my nursing degree. I believe that makes a total of, 18 years.
Sure.
In addition to that, I've attended countless workshops, seminars, conferences, and other learning activities. Don't you think that educated nurses like me have already figured out how we learn best?
That's a very good question, Carlos. But let me answer that by asking you a question. Are you 100% confident that your learning and study methods are as effective as they can be?
Well, when I think about it, and if I am truly honest with myself, the answer has to be a no. I mean, I procrastinate, I'm easily distracted, and do waste a fair amount of time.
So you would agree that you and other nurses probably could benefit from learning to learn more effectively?
Yes, I would.
Well, let me ask you another question. Are you still using the same learning strategies you did in nursery school and or high school?
Well, of course not.
But why not?
One reason is that the content and demands are much more complex and sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
The other big reason is the proliferation of technology. I mean, knowledge and information are now mostly available through the internet.
Right.
This is having a huge impact on education, teaching, learning, and research.
Yeah, the constant change and advancement in technology is likely to continue. So, you know, professionals will have to adapt and learn how to use it for their continuing competence. I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Do you have as much time and energy for learning now as a fully employed nurse compared to when you were a student?
What, are you kidding me? I work 12-hour shifts and I'm totally exhausted at the end of the day and on my days off. Also, I now have two kids who seem to be fully booked with school activities, sports, and music lessons. Needless to say, finding the time and energy to devote to professional development is a real challenge.
Yeah, so you would agree with me that by acquiring knowledge and skills that will improve the effectiveness and efficiency of your learning and studying is a useful exercise?
Yes, I would. Being a more effective learner certainly will reduce the stress in my life.
Yeah. So, is it possible that this course may contribute to your increased personal and professional productivity and job satisfaction?
Yes, it could. Okay, Jill, you made your point. I'm convinced. So, let's go on.
Okay. We shall now take a look at the 7 modules that make up this course. Let's do this one together. You start.
Sure thing. Okay, so Module 1 is the course introduction, which, well, we're doing that now.
Module 2 is about continuing competence. The topics that will be discussed are how to implement a 6-step continuing competence program and the many different ways to learn.
Module 3 is about digital learning. The topics include such things as digital literacy and learning, benefits and challenges, finding learning resources, and an overview of digital learning technologies.
Module 4 is about effective learning and study strategies. We will discuss topics such as learning styles, organizing your learning activities, managing distractions, and personal wellness.
Module 5 is about the risks and dangers associated with online learning.
Module 6 consists of links to related external resources. These include learning styles and time management self-assessment tests and related videos.
And finally, Module 7 is the final course exam and references. For more details on each module, click on the blue icons. Jill, there is more to this course than just having the nurses listen to you and me, isn't there?
Yes, there is, Carlos. In addition to our narrated video presentations, there are quizzes at the end of each module to assess understanding of the topics covered. For auditory learners, there are podcasts of our presentations. Handouts for each module make it easier to follow along and to learn offline. To make things a bit more interesting, there are also flashcards and other interactive exercises. A final exam with a certificate is included for those that want to use this course for their continuing education or continuing competence credits. And lastly, we have identified a number of other excellent videos on learning techniques, time management, and taking online courses.
Great. It appears that this course has a variety of approaches to learn about effective professional development. It's a good thing. I don't want to feel solely responsible for anyone's learning success.
Yeah, me neither. To conclude this introductory module, here are some brief tips on how to get the most from this and other similar courses. We will cover this topic in much more detail in Module 4. Our first recommendation is to use the player controls smartly. You can pause a slide, replay it, or use the menu to go directly to another slide. The player features give you total control over the path and pace of your learning. Take our 1-minute tutorial to familiarize yourself with the player controls.
Our second suggestion is that before you view a video, print out the handout for that module. The handout provides you with a copy of the slides and our narration. This makes it easier for you to follow along. Remember, you can pause the presentation at any time. Pause the video if you want to review what we said, to make notes, or simply want a moment to think about it.
There's a lot of information in this course. Don't try to do the course all at one sitting. We learn better and remember more if we pace ourselves. Being online, this course and its components are available anytime and at any location where there's an internet connection. If you're using a tablet or smartphone, you can download the videos and online quizzes to work on them without being connected to the internet. You can also download the podcasts for offline listening. With so many options, you can learn at your own convenience and at a pace that's most comfortable for you.
Your learning will be more successful if you do more than just listen to us. Watch the videos listed in the resources module and be sure to do the quizzes and interactive activities. They're fun, engaging, and will help you learn better and remember more.
Our last tip is to periodically return to repeat all or parts of this course. Reviewing will be especially useful in those areas where you may be having difficulty with your learning. Do the final exam, module quizzes, and interactive exercises periodically to assess and monitor your knowledge.
Hey, Jill.
Yes, Carlos.
Those are some pretty good tips.
Yeah, they are. And I hope that people will keep them in mind as they work through this course. This brings us to the end of this presentation. Carlos, why don't you briefly summarize what we covered in this introductory module?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Well, we began by describing the purpose of this course, which is to help nurses and nursing students learn more effectively to develop and enhance their professional competence. We then discussed the reasons why this course is needed to improve the effectiveness of learning and professional development within constantly evolving technological and work environments and family demands. We next describe the contents of the 7 modules that make up this course. This course has several different components, including these narrated videos, quizzes, podcasts, interactive activities, and a final exam. We ended this presentation with several suggestions about how to get the most out of this course.
Great. I'm Jill, along with Carlos. We'll see you again in the next module.
Goodbye.